Hello, this is Eric, and welcome to another episode of the craziness that lives inside my head. Today I want to talk about millennials. I'm taking up for them today. I heard and I'm hearing so many things negative about millennials that I just want to say, don't blame the millennials, blame the baby boomers. These are the grandchildren of the baby boomers. Now, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. My manager, she's highly upset because she's trying to hire people. So she went to one of the massage schools and she's sitting there and getting the, I guess the massage school is trying to, how you say, get their students jobs. So they call in these spas, these managers and these owners of these spas to talk to them and try to explain to them, what the new graduation class is going to be this year. And my manager said she was highly upset because the way the school was talking about their students was horrendous. What did she said? She said they'll call out sick or they won't show up. Don't call out at all and won't show up and this and that and well, she hate to use the term lazy, and they all want to open up their own business. They don't want to work for spas. They don't want to work for anyone. They want to have their own business, but meanwhile they have no business sense. And she kind of blame it on the school because the school doesn't teach them business ethics. And she went on and on and on, putting down the millennials. I don't understand these kids today, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. I mean, we all heard that. I don't understand these kids today. I mean, every generation, even in my generation, my parents, you kids today, you kids today. Well, I want to tell you something. I'm taking up for the kids today. And I'm going to let you see what I observe. Okay. Forget about the millennials. It's not their fault, it's the baby boomers. I've known baby boomers who, and I told this to my, this is interesting because I told this to my manager. She's 30 years old, so she's the, I guess she's the next, because she said her parents were, okay, her parents was a baby boomer. That's what she said. So anyway, her parents are baby boomers. That's what she said. And she was saying that, well, that's not true because I'm close to my 30s and I have business ethics and I want to do this and I work and I, And but see, what her history, now this is her history. The reason why she works and get out there and work and make sure she on at work on time and the ethic of working to get, to get what you want is because the way her story goes is her father was an alcoholic and her mother was a drug addict. So she had to do it on her own. She had to learn how to work and get things and because her parents weren't doing, the parents was always high. But my experience has been, I am a baby boomer. Okay, and I'll give you two ex my experience as a baby boomer and my baby boomer friends who had kids. Okay, here's my experience. I always tell this to people. And I said, when I was 13 years old, I remember my mother around August, we went to school in September, so late August, right before Labor Day, she would buy, go school shopping for me. And I said to her, okay, I want a mohair suit. My mom looked at me and said, you better get a mohair job. And I've been working ever since I was 13. Okay, that's my experience as a baby boomer. So now I'm in my 20s, late 20s, and I have these friends, and I have one friend, she had a son. I should say 30s because she had a son. Her son was in his teens. Now she's a baby boomer. This is her son. This is the first generation after baby boomer. She would have brought her son $200 what you call it, Jordans sneakers. And I looked at her and said, what the hell you buying her two? I said, does he have a job? And she goes, no. I said, well, you would make him work for those sneakers. She goes, oh no, I never had a lot of things when I was growing up, and I wouldn't give him stuff, you know? And I told her, and I even came out and told her, I said, but if you keep giving him stuff, he ain't gonna learn the lessons to get it for himself. He always gonna look for mommy and daddy give it to him. Okay? Now she's a baby boomer, and that's now we're talking about how she's raising her kids. There's another girl, a little older, a little, you know, she went and bought, mind you, now he was 16 years old. She went and bought him a car. Right? She bought him the car. He wrecked the car. She came to me, oh, he wrecked his car. And I just bought him that car and he wrecked it. And he was only 16, by the way. So I said to her, I said, well, I guess now he's going to have to go out there and work for, you know, for the next car. And she goes, oh, no, I'm looking to replace that car. I'm going to buy it. And I looked at her, she was crazy. I said, all he's going to do is wreck that car. I said, because he didn't buy it. He has no responsibility. You're not teaching him any responsibility. He wrecked, you gave him one car. He wrecked that car. Now you're going to give him another car. What makes you think he's going to keep that car up? He ain't worked for it. He ain't spending the money for it. He has no pain. I said, tell him to get his butt out there and get a job and buy the next car. Of course, she bought him a car, you know. These are baby boomers. I'm not saying all baby boomers raise their kids like this. I'm just saying, these are the baby boomers that I have experienced who raised their kids back in and was raising their kids back in the 80s and 90s. This is how they was raising their children. When I told people I wasn't raised that way, well, they weren't raised that way either. They were raised, and the excuse these parents give me for giving the children all this stuff because they didn't have it. Because they had to work and they had to do this. They said, well, I had to struggle. Well, you learn. When you struggle, you learn. When you teach a child at the right age that if they want something, you get out there and get it. So now you got this generation right after baby boomers. Not all of them. I'm generalizing. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying there are some who grew up that way, who kind of grew up because mommy and daddy gave them this, mommy and daddy gave them that. So, how do you think they're going to raise their children? Now we're getting to the millennials. How do you think they're going to raise their children? I know a situation where a woman, you know, I'm on a show here, I can't give out names. I'll get sued, I guess. Well, anyway, I know this woman. She's a baby boomer. Granted, she was a baby boomer. She was partying a lot and doing like this, and she never, not that she never told her kids to go to school. If her kids were to say to her, oh, I don't feel well, she'll let the kids stay home. And I remember saying, I said, what's wrong with your daughter now? I said, she was just sick last week. Well, she said her stomach. I said, tell her to get out there and go to school anyway. Plus back this, we didn't have busing. She had to walk to school. Well, she had to walk to school. I said, she was just out sick. How many days, you know, and to make a long story short, the girl never graduated. The girl got her GED. She had four children, all four of them never graduated high school, all four of them. She never pushed him to go to school. If they would have said, mommy, I'm sick, she let him stay home. I don't know where she got that from because she grew up like the way I grew up. Your mother and father make your ass get out there and get an education. Okay? It's a baby boomer. She didn't do that to her kids. Her kids, I call them 40-year-old brats, not the 40-year-old brats. They got children. Now, for what I was told, one of them, well, not one of them, two of her children, who has children at the age of 12, can't read and write. I said, how can they? What do you mean they can't read and write at age 12? I never heard such a thing. Because they didn't go to school, and she didn't push them. They didn't go to school. She didn't go to school. Her mother didn't push her to go to school. She didn't push her children to go to school. But these kids, they know how to work those cell phones. They know how to do all these video games. They know how to do all that, but they can't read and write. And I really found that interesting. And I said, how can he not read and write? He's always doing video games. I guess you don't need to read and write to do video games, huh? So I'm taking up the millennials. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. Don't blame it on them. I shouldn't blame it on the baby boomers because baby boomers are going to say, we are not like that. You're talking about the ones who do that. Well, yeah, I'm talking about the ones who do that because the baby boomers who talk about these millennials, Okay, they didn't do that. They didn't live that way, and they didn't teach their children to live that way, and they got grandchildren not like that. But don't blame it. I'm just saying, don't just blame it all on the millennials. And I'm quite sure, and I've ran into millennials who are very ambitious, who don't want to be home playing video games, who do have business ethics. Now, if you want to talk about business ethics, that has nothing to do with millennials, or I don't know what the other generation before that, before baby boomers, but even baby boomers, a lot of them don't have business ethics. That's something that you have to learn. And I don't know what these schools are teaching. Like my manager was talking about the school she went to, and I said to her, I said, well, if they're not teaching business ethics, these kids are not going to know. I said, how can they say these kids don't want to work at the low levels? They want their own business. I said, well, that's one way for them to learn. When they realize how much money they have to put into it, if they have the money to put into it. And now since we're on this subject, something popped in my head. Another baby boomer I know who lives in town here. He has four kids. He has two sons and two daughters. And he was saying to me, kind of complaining, his sons at the time was, what, one was 28 and one was 27 or 25. And the daughter, who was 18, graduated high school and got a job. And she was working. And she moved out the house. So his sons, they never left out the house. They were still living with mommy and daddy. So he told them they had to get a job. If they didn't get a job in 2 weeks, he was kicking them out. So the next day we was talking, you know, and then he brought that up. Oh, well, actually, I brought it up. I said, how's your sons doing? He goes, well, I told him to get a job, but my wife overruled me. She let him stay there. So now you got these 25 and 28-year-old boys, never left home, don't have a job. They ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere because mommy and daddy is going to take care of them. Then, maybe a couple of months later, or maybe a year later, I forgot what we was talking. And again, he brought his sons up. I think the sons is a thorn in his, because he mentioned that his daughters, now his youngest daughter got a job and she moved out of the house. The daughters are doing great. They got jobs and whatnot. But the boys are still home. So then he says to me, now, here we go. He says to me about land. You know, they cut a lot of land, a lot of trees down out here. And I said, I guess they're going to try to sell this land around here. He said, yeah, I'm thinking about buying land because my sons want to go into business, into the contractor work business. And he was going to buy land. He was going to buy this. Well, what are they going to buy? And I looked at him. He has a job. He works. Where are you going to get this time to buy land, to set these boys up in business? And who says they're going to work? You're going to be working two jobs. You're going to be working your job to put food on the table for them. And then you're going to be working this other job trying to set them up into business. And they don't know anything about business. You never push them out. They don't know anything about work. You never push them out the house. Daddy's going to do it. I don't know. Now, people say you shouldn't talk about children because you don't have any. No, I don't have any children. I have cats. They're my children. No, I don't have any children. And if I had children, they probably wouldn't like me anyway because I told them to make their ass get out of bed and go to work. I was working since I was 13 because I wanted something. And my mother didn't give it to me. Because, first of all, my mother couldn't afford it. I mean, all kidding aside, mohair suits were very expensive back when I was 13 years old. And my mother didn't have the money to buy me a mohair suit. I guess I kind of knew that. So, I wanted one. I had to go and get one. My mother did not have that kind of money to be buying me stuff. So, I got mad. And that's what got me to work all these years. Because I want stuff. Even now, at my age. Somebody said, when are you going to retire? I said, I guess I retire when I start wanting stuff. If I want stuff, I got to work for it. I mean, if I don't work, I'm on what they call a fixed income. Well, the fixed income only make me survive. It doesn't give me what I want because I don't have that kind of money. So I have to keep working because I want stuff. I want an iPad. I want an iPhone. I got to work for that. Nobody's going to give me that. The government's not going to give it to me. I don't think. even though I know a lot of people find ways of getting the government. That's the other thing, which has nothing to do with millennials or whatever. There are people on this planet, they spend most of their time figuring out how to get things for free. And I don't think that has anything to do with millennials, baby boomers, or whatever you want to call that other generation. There are people in all generations sit on their butt. They spend all their energy and figure out how to get something for free when they should get their ass out there and work for it. Well, why should they work for it if they sit home and figure out a way of getting it for free? Yeah, anyway. Well, I don't want to keep boring you about this subject. It's just one of those things I'm ranting and raving about. I'm just tired of hearing people putting down the millennials. I mean, I put them down myself. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. There's some baby boomers I can't believe who they found ways of not working. And here they are, they're in their 50s and 60s, and they're playing video games. I'm like, where do you get this at that age? I mean, I remember video games when they came out back in, the 80s? But I wasn't a video game player. I didn't like them. I got one video game. I got my first computer, and it had a video game on there. I think you're supposed to shoot the guy, and I kind of shoot all these people. And they never fall down dead because they said I missed. I said, that's BS. And I stopped playing. I haven't played a video game since. And the other thing I want to talk about with the millennials, especially with this, everybody said millennials with these cell phones and these video games, and it's technology. I mean, let's be honest. As a baby boomer, we were, you could say, one of the first that grew up with TV. Our parents didn't have TV. Actually, my mother was a radio. When TV first came out, she listened to the radio because when she grew up, it was the radio. And then she got into TV. I grew up with the TV. I mean, I was born to TV. I think a lot of baby boomers can admit we were born to TV. That was a new invention. That was a new technology for us. And I mean, I remember growing up and doing my homework. The TV's on. My mother used to say, how can you do your homework and you got the TV going and you got the radio going? What's wrong with you? You're crazy? Well, no. I had the TV going because I had a show that I liked to watch. I had to do my homework. Homework wasn't that hard. And there was the hit song, The Supremes was singing on the radio. I mean, I was young then. That was multitasking. Now, these kids today, I guess they can, what do they do? One girl on the job, okay, she's a millennial. What did she do? She got the, she's on the phone, and she got the phone on, I guess, because here we go. She has the phone on, what they call that? Oh, goodness. On audio, so everybody can hear the conversation. She's having a conversation with a friend, and at the same time, she's playing a video game. And she's supposed to get ready to go into for a client for a session. I mean, yeah, she's multitasking. I mean, what's the difference between that, what she's doing, than what I just said? Had the radio going, had the TV going, and doing homework. And I mean, yeah. Well, I never finished the homework anyway. So anyway, I mean, each generation, I guess deep down, each generation have their little quirks, okay? There is one generation, the generation right after the baby boomers, I have a couple of friends like that. I mean, talking about TV, I thought they were addicted to TV. I had a friend, as soon as he come in the house, he cut the TV on. Well, okay, yeah, I dig. As soon as I come in for school, I would turn the TV on, watch cartoons. Yes, I get up on Sunday morning, Saturday morning. First thing I do is get up and turn the TV on and watch cartoons. I kind of grew out of that. Now, I have these younger friends than me who are the next generation down, and they're constantly watching TV. And I'm like, don't you get tired watching TV? People mentioned to me, one of the girls, young girls, that asked me about Saturday Night Live, because now she's on YouTube and she's looking at all these old shows. And I said to the girl, Saturday Night Live? I said, Saturday Night Live came on, I think, around midnight. I said, midnight? I'm in the disco. I'm in the clubs. I ain't got time to watch no damn TV. I mean, I used to watch, the only way I got to know, I think it was Kojak with Teddy Savalas. They used to have him on at 3 o'clock in the morning, or 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when I saw I saw all his shows and reruns. Because that's where they have all the reruns. From midnight to what? 6 in the morning? They have reruns. Well, that's where I saw all my TV in the 70s. Reruns at 1, 2, and 3 in the morning. I mean, other than that, who has time to watch TV? I mean, goodness. So, I can't blame everything on millennials. You can't blame everything on millennials. And it's like any other generation. It's how they're raised at home. How you raise your children at home. And technology, the way I guess baby boomers look at technology today, I guess our parents looked at, especially my mother. I wouldn't bought a, she had a hi-fi. Something was wrong with the hi-fi. She wanted me to get it fixed, the hi-fi. But I went out and bought a component set. For those of you who knows what a component set is. A component set, you had the receiver, and you stick everything in the receiver. You stick the speakers into the receiver. You stick the phonograph, the turntable into the receiver. But the receiver had, the radio part was already in the receiver. Okay. She didn't know how to work it. My mother was so upset. She said, I don't know how to work this thing. And the way I explained to you, and I showed her how you turn this knob, that's for the radio. You turn this knob, that's for the phonograph. And there's another knob for the speakers and like that. I don't know how to work it. You have no business getting rid of my hi-fi. I said, well, your hi-fi wasn't working. This is the new thing, Ma. This is the new thing. I don't care about the new thing. Give me back my hi-fi. Because the hi-fi, all you had to do was turn it on, put records on the phonograph, and that's it. And just, you know, click the thing so the needle can go on, and that's what she was used to. She wasn't used to doing or just turning this knob, turning that knob on like this. New technology. The funny thing is, I gave my dad, he was 90 years old. I gave him a 90th year old surprise birthday party, and I told his wife what I was doing, and she says to me, oh, you can use our turntable. I looked at her, she was crazy. You could use our turntable. I looked at her, turntables? Do they still make turntables in this day and age? You know, turntables. And I told her, no, I didn't need a turntable. She said, so how are you going to listen to the music? And I showed her my iPad. My iPhone. She thought, now she looked at me like I was crazy. So when the party happened, and she says to me when she heard the music, where's that music coming from? All that music. So I showed her. I had my iPad hooked up to the speakers. She said, that little thing is making all that noise. And I told her, yeah. Technology. Some of this we can't really blame on millennials. Technology. They're like us. This new technology, anything new in the technology, they're going to grasp it and they're going to use it. We did. Anyway, I just want to say, this is Eric, and thank you for listening to the craziness that lives inside my head.